Oh shit, you hear that? Boom, boom.
My dog was cracking.
Turn it up a little bit.
It's a new episode of
for a little bit.
Cave Dwellers. Not with the K, with the C.
Get it right. Oh, well, shit.
Welcome, welcome. Come one, come all.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit on your seats. We're about to go for a ride.
Buckle up.
Put on those headphones and turn it to 10. Because we're about to go into this episode.
This is that song about the people that live by in a van down by the river.
Is his name Bill?
Bill Clinton?
No, decrepit Bill. Nah. I kind of feel like I'm in like a Nintendo game, you know, like a Super Mario.
We're doing coke.
Oh yeah, lots of it.
Pixelated. Everything's getting pixelated right now.
We're so crazy. It's a Sunday night. We're doing fucking lines.
Hey, shh. You not say that. Anyways, guys, how's it going out there? This is the Cave Dwellers. You already know. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, shit.
It's actually pretty exciting for me because this is the first episode back officially in the cave besides Warp Final Edition. But yeah, it feels good. These chairs are brand spanking new on my...
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Praxis. Shout out to Praxis for hooking us up with the chairs. If you don't know...
Now you know.
Yeah, now you know. Basically, we got him from work.
So, yeah, this is really cool. We're back in it now and hopefully back on a regular schedule soon.
Yeah, so Joe's, he's out of the cave, his own little...
I'm back in the cave.
Oh, you're back in the cave, out of your own personal cave, out of your own imprisonment. What do they call it?
House arrest?
No, not house... Oh, yeah, house arrest, but...
Quarantine?
In prison, what do they call when they put you in prison? In prison?
Segregation?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot what it's been a long yeah, the hole. That's the slang. It's been a long time since I've been in prison, but
okay.
Yeah, basically the hole. So Joe's out of the hole, he's fresh out of the box. Back in the cave. We're good to have him here. It's good to have him here.
Thank you.
It's good. He was missed, but not really. Because he only lives across the street. So I still saw him.
Good to be back.
Yeah. But anyway, so any residual effects or you're good and spanking new again?
No, I'm good. I took a little break. Yeah, I stopped smoking and everything. So I kind of just chilled for a while. And then when I came back, I'm good. I feel like a hundo.
Okay. Anything that you heard on the news while you were locked up?
No, I still didn't even watch Joe Penitentiary? Still didn't even... I was locked up like Pablo Escobar. I was fucking playing tennis and eating lobster and shit.
Oh, yeah? Duh. Yo, because you didn't lose your taste, so that's kind of a good thing, too.
Hell yeah.
Fuck, imagine losing your taste and just being locked up. Like, literally, if I was to be locked up without, like... Okay, one, it's just, hey, fuck it. You might as well go hog wild. Give me some ice cream, some 40s and shit. But if you lose your taste buds, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, thankfully it didn't happen. So I've heard stories. Obviously, that's like one of the most common things. That and this, I think once you lose your smell, that's why you lose your taste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people...
Oh, yeah. It's connected.
I don't think people realize that your nose is really connected to your taste buds.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's those some foods. It's kind of weird. Like when you were young, do you ever remember? I can't remember something specific, but like that maybe your parents or somebody older got you to try, like, hey, try to eat this. And mm-hmm. you're like being all fussy and like, no, I don't want to. But then you're like, nah, come on, try it. And then you smell it. You're like, oh, that smells like fucking bata or something.
Yeah, like it smells like what it tastes, or what it tastes is what it smells.
But when you actually taste the shit, it don't even... It's not that bad. It doesn't even taste like what you thought it smelled like. Oh, yeah, like that's horrible or whatever.
Well, look at cheese. There's that one cheese that fucking cheese. Yeah, that stinky cheese.
That foot cheese, huh?
But it has a certain taste, like wine. I personally don't like the way wine smells, mm-hmm. nor do I like the way it tastes.
Remember, though, you also said that once upon a time about beer?
You're like, yeah.
I hate this.
I think you just learn to accept.
It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it's it's all like acquired taste, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say something, but I don't want to get back. Yeah, but yeah, you got one taste bud that goes to another. And next thing you know, you're eating a shrimp scampi off of the fucking street from a homeless dog in downtown Los Angeles.
I already know where you're going. I know you so well. Yeah. It's like banned in 49 states. Yeah. Dog, relax.
I was going to say banned in one city. But
pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. I can't go nowhere, dog.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, Negro. Yeah, but speaking about crazy shit, fucking, I don't know if you saw the new documentary, The Cecil Hotel.
I did.
That shit was fucking crazy.
What'd you think about that?
Well, first off, because like I remember seeing those videos.
By the way, we've brought this up before on the podcast.
But like the girl, not the actual documentary.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
the girl. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is that's what the
main star.
The whole story revolves around.
Right? Yeah. What's her name?
Elisa. I always used to say Lisa. Yeah. I didn't know it was Elisa.
Oh, with just like Elysium.
Elysium. Yeah. The homie. Shout out. What's up? What's up? We need you. Back. Yeah. We need you back, girl.
Yeah, I sing some songs, but it trips me out because like we brought it up back in the day, and it happened 2018 or something. 19. Nah.
13, bruh.
13?
Yeah.
I didn't catch up. But that's when it became famous on Instagram and like in all the social media. It was like 17 and we're like, this girl's either on drugs or it's haunted or something.
No, it was actually one of those type of videos. Well, did you watch the documentary?
Yeah, I did.
They even say it like right when the police released it, it went viral.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but why didn't we hear about it till later?
Yeah, we did. You just weren't, you don't watch TV, dog.
Yeah, maybe.
You barely watch The Avengers 2 or something.
Yeah, Age of Ultron. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's 2015 right there.
Yeah, you're way back.
So I'm behind, but yeah, it's a trip that like, that shit, I actually looked into it. You can still book it. That part of the, on the boulevard or what is it called?
A stay on Main.
Yeah, stay on Main.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
We
should do that. We should do like a podcast there.
I don't want to do
I'll take my strap. I'll give you one. Oh, you got your own.
I got my own. What are you talking about? I was actually going to ask for it so we could go strapped up. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah, but yeah, we should do that. Do a podcast. I was thinking about that. That's why I brought it up. I was like, you can actually stay there. Imagine that shit. Just record it.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I actually had a friend of mine because he posted some shit and I replied to him on Instagram. And he was just like, bro, I have the perfect, not to put his idea out there or anything, but he was just like, oh yeah, I bet I could live stream this and make money because I'm gonna do a Ouija board. Ooh. And while I spend the night, I was like, dog, you looking to get haunted?
Hell yeah. Like, I'm not trying to bring shit back home.
Nah, hell no.
Nah.
Well, who knows, you might have bring bed bugs and shit.
Yeah well, I would
either go a poltergeist or bed bugs you're bringing back.
I think I would stay there till midnight and just like pay for the night but not stay in there.
Yeah,
just to like
I don't
get
know
that experience.
I don't know what it's.
Yeah, I ain't sleep on that bed. All that common shit,
piss shit,
heroin. Richard Ramirez fucking apparently slept in there and stayed there for a while.
Vomit.
Yeah, but you guys gotta see it. Check that shit out. Not to give the N word any promotion. We all know that, but it's on a large N word streaming device.
Hey, what did you think?
It ends with flicks.
What do you think about the conspiracy or the controversy, whatever you want to call it, about the way she got into the tank? Like, do you think somebody put her in there or do you think she got it in on her own?
Well, to be
What's
honest,
your theory?
Okay. So to be honest, I didn't see the last 45 minutes of the last episode.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But basically it was said that she went in there. From my thought and theory is
because
that
she had that
she was all drugged up
or, she actually did. She wasn't taking her meds because apparently she had bipolar disorder. Yeah.
But
so she thought like somebody might have been chasing her.
Maybe
she was imagining something. You think?
Yeah, I think so. But like, we like to go to the center of the universe every here and there. Have you ever had a bad trip or thought about someone ever chasing you or being after you?
But yeah, I know I get that. But when it comes to this case, I mean, we're not talking about necessarily you and I because that. In the documentary, they said that they did the toxicology and nothing came back like that.
It was on drugs?
On drugs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was just like regular the prescribed stuff in her. So she didn't have other shit in her body.
She was imbalanced.
Yeah, she was imbalanced. Yeah,
chemically. Yeah, from her own medicine.
Because the whole thing about it is, I guess it kind of makes sense when they, because I didn't know all this info. Like when I just saw the video, I was like, oh man, this chick is, she must be on some shit or she's possessed or something. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody thought. But yeah, what they say is like, she went, her plan was to go from San Diego, LA.
Yeah, I saw that, like the big old road trip.
San Francisco or Santa Cruz or whatever the order is. And yeah, so they said by the time she got to San Diego, she's like, oh, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to take my medicine, my meds.
Yeah.
So by like whatever, how many days later, however many days later, yeah, that's when she got to LA. And then like, yeah, that's when she had her episode.
Yeah, because I saw she went to San Diego for a little bit and then she like came back. Yeah. And then that happened. But it's a trip how they explain. Because they should make a documentary just on Skid Row alone. Not unless they already have one.
Sure, but there is.
Yeah, maybe. If you guys are listening to it, shout out to us. DM us on Instagram. That is cagewallers.podcast. If there is a documentary on Skid Row. But what I dripped out on is that they're like, why are the homeless all just gathered up in here? And they're like, oh, well, the city designed all the shelters, the food banks, to just be like in a certain so many block. What is it called? Proximity?
Radius.
Yeah, radius.
Well, I think they did mention this even too, that they had some sort of initiative. I think it was either in the 60s or 70s where they're like, you know what? We're going to corral all the people and get them out of the city because mm-hmm. they didn't want homeless people to be like in the main parts of town. So they just made everybody go into this one area. And then that's why it's so concentrated. So when anything happens, like, hey, you don't have a home address. Well, after you leave that Martin Luther King, whatever hospital, mm-hmm. where do they drop them off at? Like, boom,
right there.
Yeah. A lot of shit like that.
It's pretty sketchy. I had my last kid in the ghetto and I went out for tacos one night and it was just like, I'm glad I was strapped up. Yeah. It's getting worse. Like I went out for Valentine's Day to the flower district and it's just getting more and more crazier. Like,
oh, you didn't even tell me about this.
How yeah, was that? It is ridiculous. Just
the amount of people on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. The homeless wise, like I got stopped so many times from a homeless person going in front of my car, but not only that, like, to see like how many flower people not selling flowers anymore inside the warehouse, like the flower district, like the wholesale warehouse.
Far
like,
less vendors.
Oh yeah, way less. And it's like I kinda had to settle for like kinda raggedy ass flowers. And the prices are fucking going up. Last year, the bunch I think I paid $45. Now they're $60. So it went up fucking a lot. But the homeless wise, it's everywhere. It literally smells like piss and shit. And they're more aggressive about asking you for money too. Mm-hmm. Like I got hit up so many times for fucking money over there. It's nuts. But and then everyone, this robbery going down in Melrose, mm-hmm. where apparently they watch you, they're stalking you and to see what stores you come in and out of. And when they feel that you're walking to your car, they go ahead and they jack you mm-hmm. in at gunpoint. Mm-hmm. People are getting robbed. Be careful. It's getting crazy here in LA. One thing about that is like, fucking look at Texas. It's crazy that what's going on right now. Everyone left to Texas like, oh, fucking California, fuck California. Now, what the fuck is going on in Texas? Mm-hmm. That deep freeze. What would you think, being that what's going on in Texas, the rolling power outages, Pizza Hut apparently ran out of a three-day weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday worth of supplies of food sold out in 4 hours because they were the only place open or accessible. People are losing their power, so they're just driving. What if that happened to us here in LA? How crazy do you think that it would get over here? And second question, do you think you're prepared? Because, another thing that happened too, like I was talking about and debating, they're like, oh, houses are exploding because of the water lines are bursting because they're freezing. And I said, honestly, if we don't, in certain places where they're used to that, like Big Bear, they have shut off valves where they can shut off and drain their pipes so that it doesn't burst and freeze up. We're over here, we don't have that capability. So mm-hmm. we're in Texas too. It was kind of the same thing, that it was just, it's kind of unpredictable that you how can you prepare for unpredictableness? But being that said about that, it's like, do you think you're prepared a little bit to a point?
So did you want to answer that question from like 5 minutes ago or to right this one right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, because you asked me some shit and then you were like on someone. On some, dog. On a good one, dog.
Yeah, always.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean. I live to live, huh? I look at
it close. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I don't think so. Nobody's prepared for that kind of shit.
Yeah. Like, if we had a deep freeze, I don't know when it happened exactly. I'm assuming overnight. Mm-hmm. It's like the water, like now apparently they're going through like a water problem where everything, because the pipes are frozen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what do you do? What would you do? Tell me right now. If everything was frozen and everyone's running out of water, what would come to your mind? Okay, you're not prepared, obviously. There's plenty of water and ice. Fucking break it. Let's melt it. Hey, we got water. Make a filtration device. Problem solved. But for food.
Oh, so what would you do? You're so fucking prepared.
Well, the funny thing is that I've been prepared, sad to say, since the Mayan calendar was going to end.
So 2012.
Yeah, 2012 is when I really started looking at shit. And I'm like, one of these days, the world's going to come to an end. Something's going to happen. There's going to be some sort of catastrophe. I was a big believer in that. And I forgot what year it was. I think it was like 2014, maybe 16, where all the planets were equally aligned. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was going to be some sort of magnetic energy going on. And yeah, supposedly. Yeah. There is going to be some sort of like fucking tsunami, fucking like another catastrophe, because the magnetic energy that was aligned, what they said on YouTube was like, put a bunch of magnets opposite to negative, that it's going to create such a fucking power that everything's going to gone down fucked up.
Yeah, that's YouTube fucking science.
Yeah, and that's the beginning of YouTube. So, fucking, I believed in that. So, I've been stocking up. And ladies and gentlemen, one of my big things for water is I've stocked up on Life Straws. Ever since Life Straws came out, I at least have 2 to now, I think 5 per family member. Not only do I have that, but I have Life Straws connected to an actual canister, so I can literally get this canister, fill this canister up with dirty ass water, stick my fucking top on that's connected to a Life Straw, and suck from that Life Straw with dirty ass water in the canister. So I've been prepared for a while, but we're talking about a deep freeze, so that really wouldn't help me out, but at least I can melt ice to whatever I melt, and whatever dirty shit's left over in that melted ice, I can use my Life Straw to suck it up. Mm-hmm. But food and icy roads. You're gonna eat your
pig.
Oh yeah, that's why. Do you think I got the pig? It has to serve a purpose sooner or later. I would even eat my dog. Would you, if you had to? Do you think you can eat your dogs?
I wouldn't want to, but
if you had to, that's a tough question.
That's
right,
like
there.
Some manhunt shit.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like what they say is, it's a doggy dog world. Mm-hmm. But this deep freeze is no joke. I was just like, someone brought it to my attention. It's like, everyone was fleeing California to go to Texas. And then this whole shit happens in Texas. And it's like, do you think we would be prepared over here? Hell no. Look at all the roads that we have.
Well, just imagine, forget the ice and whatever. Dude, look at, if it just rains.
Yeah.
Fucking people can't even drive.
The thing that I would say that would really fuck us up over here is that.
Obviously, an earthquake.
No, the harbor. And if, yeah, the roads were to be completely shut down and frozen, mm-hmm. how's anything going to be delivered Like, we're like one of the main biggest ports.
I don't know, bro. You're worrying about some shit that ain't gonna even
happen. Okay, well, let's move on. What other shit? Do you have any funny shit to bring up? Anything to bring up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Let's cheer up the viewers. What are you gonna bring up?
Go ahead.
You hit the mouse?
Let's see. This might cheer you up. I know you don't get out much.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like to fly. That's like one of your favorite things to do.
Not really, but it's been a long time, but not a long time.
How about if you've seen this? Speaking of, what if you would have? What if you were a next passenger in this plane?
So, for you guys don't know, it's basically what is it? Like the turbine?
The engine.
The engine plane. On fire, falling apart.
Dude, that
source Mike Brown.
This is some scary ass shit, bro. Y'all,
I would shit my pants. Obviously,
I'll be freaking the fuck out on this.
Well, apparently, from the last Elon Musk Joe Rogan podcast, is you don't really need a lot of energy to fucking go fast when you're up in the high altitude.
It's
more towards
Is it gaining speed for takeoff?
Yeah, getting up there.
Yeah, right.
And like he said that, like, it's all a mathematical thing that basically
you need to pull so much weight.
Yeah. And then once you're in like the light air or whatever, it doesn't glide. It doesn't take it. Basically the more energy, it just, the more faster you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the required speed that it takes you to get up there, if you were to use that same speed, we would get there fucking way faster, but obviously we would run out of fuel.
I'll ask you this, since you're a big believer in Elon Musk. Would you ride the fucking, that rocket? He says, hey, we're going to launch people from LA to San Francisco within 20 minutes type shit. Would you take that rocket?
Is it a rocket or is it the bullet train?
No, the fucking rocket.
Well,
because like, he wants to go from like LA to China.
Well, yeah, in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shit like that.
I wouldn't do it. It's the year one. It would honestly maybe year five, year 10 for me to go on that type of aircraft.
Bro, you would if you just took an edible and tried to get on that.
How I actually talked about that today, and I said people were talking about, oh, it's so cheap to go to Mexico right now, all inclusives and whatnot. Yeah. I was like, honestly, I need like a half a Zanny bar fucking to go on an airplane.
What,
like,
okay. So what freaks you out so much about the planes, though?
Well, it didn't. I've never freaked out in a plane. It's just been so long since I've been on a plane. Last time I was on a plane was 18 years old. So it's been well over 10 years since I've been on a plane. And just,
but it kind of seems like you hype yourself up, though, for something that's like not even.
Honestly, I don't. I already know me. I just, that's what I'm saying. Basically what I'm saying is I don't want to smoke and do an edible. I know if I do that, I'm going to be in my mind and
it's going to fuck with
for
you.
For sure. I'm not going to do mushrooms or an edible or blaze it. I even said like, I will not blaze it that whole day. Mm-hmm. Just so, but mind you, I am going to take a couple shots before I get on that fucking plane.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing is I'm going to sleep deprivate myself and just like,
just so you can knock out.
Yeah, just try to like stay up as long as I can, just so I can knock the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I'm going, at least.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. But so far, what I'm planning is my first vacation is probably going to be Hawaii. Yeah. It's been a long time now, a long time since I've been on vacation. I thought that would be the perfect place to go. Is why not what they say is paradise?
Paradise.
Yeah.
That's but, cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been on my list.
Hawaii.
Amongst other places, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking about other vacations to other places, I was going to bring up this. So, yeah, it's crazy speaking about, like, places. So, we got the new, what is it called? Land Rover that landed on Mars? The land
something? Land Cruiser?
Yeah, Land Cruiser.
Okay. So, you're telling me that NASA landed the Escalade on Mars? On the surface of Mars.
I guess like the Escalade of fucking of Land Rovers.
It's probably like fucking, how much do you think that bitch costs? Like $4 or $5 million?
Oh, for sure. Tens.
Tens?
They say it weighed like 1,000-something pounds. So yeah. You know it's equipped with a bunch of fucking shit and hardware.
Fuck.
But so this Land Rover?
Sure. Land Rover?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. McGrover over here. Apparently, it's exploring Mars to find ancient aliens and an ancient civilization on Mars. Do you think, like, I know they say that it once was a living planet with a bunch of oceans and lakes. And then here you got Elon Musk right here thinking that, like, that's going to be one day or, like, our escape, like, another planet that we can once.
They're saying terraform.
Terraform, inhabit. Yeah. What does he want to, what does he call it? What is it? Triplanet? I forgot, like, we're a multi-planet species, basically. Yeah. But imagine that shit, like,
interplanetary.
Yeah, interplanetarium something.
Planetarium.
Yeah.
Planetarium.
Yeah. But, dun 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 dun. Yeah, that's a song right there for COVID. But it's crazy. Like, imagine, like, the all, like, if we start, if it, that robot starts seeing shit.
Like, you think they're going to release it to people right away?
Maybe not. They're obviously going to observe it and study it.
They find the obelisk. Remember, I don't know if I talked to you about this. The obelisk. What the
fuck is that? Another fucking virus? Bitch-ass parasite.
No.
What's the obelisk? Oh.
Obelisk.
What's that?
That's another, like,
cube?
No, it's that pillar.
Oh, okay.
That's not a cube. Pillar. Yeah, that pillar. But this has been found in, like, ancient civilizations. From throughout time. And they always wonder, how the fuck do they have the engineering? Because, okay, you make this long thing, but they're saying, how is it that they're able to erect it?
Ooh, I love that word.
And then put it in the ground.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Penetration.
Yeah.
How do they penetrate? How do they do that? Those are like tens of thousands, whatever, tons. I wish I had alien math to look at.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to understand it, but it'd be nice. Crazy to look at. Dude. Come on. Trying to talk.
Well, there's aliens going on there. Dong.
Yeah. Every other word is fucking sound bites anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it trips me the fuck out.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts right there. I would have known how the obelisk fucking was created.
They said that Buzz Aldrin. You remember Buzz Aldrin?
From
history?
Yeah.
He
the first astronaut to land on the moon.
This is straight facts.
Huh? Look at it closely. Yeah. It's my fault,
huh? Oh, shit. Dude.
Yeah, anyways.
Buzz Aldrin said that there was one on the surface of the, I think it was either Saturn's moon.
Mm-hmm.
That there is one on Phobos.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
An obelisk.
He says,
"What the fuck?"
Yeah. Damn. On the surface of one of the moons. I don't know from what. I forgot exactly what planet. It might be even Mars or Jupiter or something. Saturn. I don't know what the fuck. Who knows? Anyways, I'm fucking tripping balls.
Oh shit! We got a fucking phone call over here. Why don't you go ahead and answer, Joe?
Hello, speaking. Who's this?
Joe, is this you?
Yes, this is I.
This is, Elon Musk.
Elon, is that you? I couldn't tell.
Right, Joe. Joe, I'm serious. I'm right now in...
Elon, Tesla. It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
A2-12. My son, he's right here in the.
Are you guys in the Hyperloop right now?
No, we're not in the Hyperloop. We're in my Roadster right here, cruising by Mars. My son is in the car seat in the back, and we're in space. We heard that the.
How'd you guys get to the moon? Mars
Joe,
so fast,
Joe. Well, Joe, I created SpaceX, and I saw that the Ranger Grove just landed, and I felt that it's now my time to go back and do my duty to explore Mars.
Hey, Elon, I know your car has autopilot, but have you been drinking in space?
Well, Joe, you only gave me, you know, that Texas whiskey.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Joe Rogan gave
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. You took a bottle of that with you.
I took a bottle. He kept feeding me and feeding me.
How did you feel when you smoked weed on the show? Was it legal then? Weed is legal.
Well, you know what, Joe? I didn't feel anything. Yeah. It just
didn't hit you smarter. At all. No, it made you smarter.
Yeah, it made me smarter. Stock went down for a little bit, but just it went back up, and, you know. But I'll see you later, Joe.
Okay.
Hey, I know you guys are busy with this podcast. I know you guys are very, very number one podcast in LA.
Cave.
Yeah, Cave. I'll see you guys later. I'm very busy.
Oh, well, it looks like Elon's car.
I think the connection died out.
It cut out.
Yeah, because you know that 5G, he's on 100% right now.
He's on Mars, too, by the way, so I'm surprised it lasted that long.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. It is what it is. I'm glad he called in because it's like, I don't know. Like he said, we are the number one podcast in LA, and just like things are going crazy.
Number one cave podcast in the world.
Number one cave,
in the world.
But yeah,
according to us,
it's crazy. I'm glad he called in because I was kind of curious about that landing, and I knew that he would have a kick out of it. And I was just it kind of got me curious. I was wondering if like, oh, maybe that's gonna want to speed up his process of wanting to go up there. It's like, oh shit, like, hey, look at that shit. Like, I didn't know there was a frozen lake right there.
Damn, who knows, dude? That shit's so crazy.
Yeah, I know. So, we didn't, we'll rewind and go from the beginning. I don't think you told the listeners, but you got a vitamin drip. How was that? Well, was that like steroids into your blood? Like, was that like, like, what do they call it? The stem cells? Like, oh, I feel like basically, like, tweaked out, but, like, natural-wise.
Honestly, it just made me feel, like, back to normal. It's what you take in case you get that hangover and you want to keep partying again the next day. Because
That's how they do it.
Yeah, so that's how that's how they do it. Just IV drips. That's how you keep your energy up.
Yeah.
So you don't get sick.
They always said, and I think I mentioned this before,
it's all about hydration. Yeah.
It's not hard fucking touring. It's hard partying every day.
Yeah.
As long as you hydrate and everything,
no
shit.
No sleep. No nothing. Yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think now, like, people already have figured out that's, like, it's an easy way to boost you up again.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it would be almost like going to cryotherapy. Obviously, different purposes. But it'll be some similar shit.
Yeah, cryotherapy is more for your muscles and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just a different thing. But yeah, for internal, like, for people, basically this nurse was telling us that she treats with patients all the time. And yeah, that, like, it helps them. Like, honestly, if I would have known about this vitamin drip thing, I would have been like, within the first week, I'd be like, yo,
let's do this.
Kick me down with one. Like, I need this fucking, this energy. I think that would have sick helped me out by getting a better, faster.
Are you going to do it every time you get sick?
I don't know. Maybe.
How much was it?
Well, I can't really tell you that, but it was hooked up. Ooh,
yeah. Well, give it like a non-hooked up price. Is it like
super those are expensive? Those are like 150 per person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, easily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad then. It's expensive, but
okay. You want to tell my pops, hey, you want this for 150? You think he's gonna? No. Yeah, okay,
exactly. Hell no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on who you tell to the person. Like,
but that's still not a bad price, I guess, for what you're getting. Obviously, you're not getting like some sort of experience, but yeah, you're boosting right back up.
Yeah, for you guys, listeners, you guys don't know his dad, but his dad is literally this person.
Fuck you! I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Yeah. And
no, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser.
When you say $150 for that shot, he's like, hell no.
And that's not even the price of them coming to your pad.
Oh, no?
That's if you go to a place.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, imagine that. So,
yeah. Well, what was it? Like vitamin D, C, or?
All that good shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, she injected all that.
Like a sick fucking cocktail?
Cocktail, yeah.
Damn.
Sick put me back in my,
back in my
zone. Yeah, my zone.
Yeah. Damn. Hey, well, fucking, since you hadn't been back here, a lot of shit has been going down. And, like, I've been saving this, and I know it's, like, we're off topic, off date. Mm-hmm. But the whole storm the Capitol, it's like...
Damn, that's way back.
Yeah, I know. That's when you got fucking COVID.
When they're storming the Capitol?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Right then. Dude,
oh, yeah.
Check your test results.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. We're supposed to say it, and I've been saving this, but... I'm not going to talk about what I was saving for that day, but I don't know if you heard, but fucking, they actually made a video game about that. Fucking, they're coming out, you know how PlayStation and Xbox have their new system? Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
It's going to be Grand Theft Auto 6.5 Storm the Capitol.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I swear. I was
is
like,
"Is that even real?"
Yeah, I was gonna bring it.
Hey, young Jamie, pull this up. Yeah. This is
real. Don't worry, I brought it up. You don't need to fucking search shit.
I need to look at this. What is this?
Let me. I have a sneak peek right here.
You're lying.
No, I swear, it's gonna come right here. Wait, sneak peek right here.
Hey, we're all by ourselves. It looks like it. Oh, I got a legendary SMG. Bro, let's go.
Oh, yeah, so are we in the Capitol? Oh, shit.
Oh, I got two legendary guns already. Let's go.
Apparently.
Hey, there's Pelosi's desk. Let's go sit on it.
Oh, this is I've had four legendary guns already.
Oh, shit.
Or let me go to you, boy.
Here's literally two laying right here.
Let's go in the Senate office. Come on, guys. We got the shit.
Is this you playing the game? Is this
Shit.
I just got another legendary gun and a purple one. Oh, my God.
I was testing it.
You were beta testing.
Yeah. Oh, shit. They send it to the cave, and I was like, I gotta test this shit.
Hey, I can't believe we're in the
it's just the semi-auto sniper you already got. All right, dude's down here below us.
Damn.
Headshot.
You gotta protect
the Capitol.
Storm the Capitol.
Headshot.
Got him.
Got him.
Killing spree.
Dude's running all the way over there. I got
movement. Godlike.
We gotta keep this capital safe.
No, you can't, Mijo.
Shit. All the way over there.
Got it.
AKA Storm the Capital. 6.1.
I just killed a dude all the way from over here.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, apparently that's coming 2022. They just sent us a little tester, and I was like, I have to play this shit.
Damn.
Yeah. It's nuts.
How come you didn't tell me you were playing this sick ass game?
Because you're locked up. You're like in house arrest, like quarantine house. Don't worry, I'll lend it to you. I'll lend it to you.
Y'all fucked up, Aaron.
Yeah, I got that, you know what?
Nah, yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot of shit, but I kind of ran out of stuff. Anything else you want to mention, Joe?
No, it's not.
Take your vitamins.
I thought podcast we just talk, but you know we don't have to make it topical. We just riff.
Yeah, I know.
You feel me?
Yeah. Any topics? Yeah. You want?
Anyways, but yeah, I mean, what else is going on? That fucking what was it? I don't know. The world's gone crazy, man.
Yeah, it's gone down fucked up.
Honestly, I think like just a few years ago, it's like world's just. "Quote unquote normal." It's like now I don't know. I think everybody's just collectively just losing their minds, like slowly. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's kind of like having these mental breakdowns. It's fucking nuts.
One thing that tripped me out is that they said I was listening to another podcast and they're saying for kids, sexting went up 167%. And they're basing all of this off of like the apps that they provide on their whole Chromebook and whatnot. Not only sexting went up, suicides went up, self harm went up,
abuse,
you know. But like this is purely like, yeah, abuse went up, but this is purely just on like the Chromebook. Selling drugs and the age of drug use and
went up.
The age lowered of like how
early they get introduced to shit.
Exactly. Go ahead, spark that up. That's like kind of staring at me.
Go ahead. Let's finish your thought.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. A lot of shit's going down right here. Fucking, we have a deep freeze in fucking Texas. Fucking, all this shit going on over here in California. Kids fucking are apparently going to be going back to school soon. I don't know. A lot of shit's been opening up. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the park opened up. I noticed this weekend.
What park?
Well, for our city park, it opened up. I noticed on Friday, I saw a couple people at the park with the tapes knocked down on the swings and everything. The kids were swinging. And then Saturday, Sunday, I noticed the parking lot gates were actually opened up and people were actually able to park in the parking lot of the park itself. And you know what I noticed too? I went for a walk the other day. They actually put the fucking net on the basketball court. You can actually play basketball again, dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
4 years later, we get to play hoops.
Yeah. Where's that sound by right here?
Wham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy. I think the interesting thing that's going to come from all this is eventually once we, you know, I don't know if we could ever get over all this situation, but
what
I'm thinking is that later on down the line, like 4 or 5 years, maybe even 10. Like, how is this gonna like
affect us
here and now? I mean, like, it's almost gonna be like how our grandparents went through the Great Depression.
We're gonna change.
We're gonna be savers now. Mm. We're gonna be more prepared and all this stuff. Like,
oh yeah,
saving shit to like put aside for food or whatever, carrying buckets, you know, to collect water. Because honestly, that's what's gonna come down to again.
Yeah.
We're going to realize like, oh shit, we need to have all this stuff on hand. Like, we need to have that water treatment facility thing or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, water filtration system, something where, you know, in case anything happens. And honestly, that's a really good idea you had about those life-saving straws. But yeah, we're going to come to that point where like, we're going to realize like, man, we have to be more self-sufficient. And I think that's one of my big things is not like so much, oh, there's comedy is dead in LA. That's why every comedian left. It's like,
no,
I have a different mindset when it comes to this. Like,
I want to laugh too, but you know what?
That's not everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good for them, but whatever.
They left for their reason. Yeah.
My reasoning for wanting to leave California would be more so, hey, I'm leaving because I want a property where I could be sustained.
Yeah. And where I don't have someone to tell me like, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Exactly. You want to grow your thing. It's like, whatever, you know, you're the king of the land there.
That's a good way of fucking signing out right there.
It's funny you play this.
Yeah.
Because maybe not this album, but the next one.
Yeah.
The Organic Hallucinosis.
Everyone's game. It's Spheres of Madness right now.
It's 15 years old.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Another one. But this is a sick track too.
Oh yeah.
You're going out with that banger.
Oh yeah. Thank you guys for listening. I know sometimes we speak a little bit crazy, but
Most of the time.
We're just trying to like give you ours, like, point of view. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for my queens above 18, my kings above 18. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry guys, that's my new thing going on right now. Thank you guys. This is the Cave Dweller Podcast.
Thank you. Go ahead,
follow us on cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram. But most of all, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Another War Vinyl coming next episode. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Joe.
I'm gonna need a fucking neck brace, brother. Good night. Peace.